USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the economy is well on its way to recovery.
This is just in 4 months. We're more than halfway back from where we started in a terrible pandemic.
Kudlow speaking on Fox News after Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said only people at the top are seeing a recovery. President Trump is calling a report that he called American troops who died in battle losers or suckers. John Bolton was with the president on that trip. He also says the president did not say those words.
Well, I was there for the discussion on whether to for the president to go out to the Anmar battlefield and cemetery. And I write about it in the book. It was a strict weather call. And I didn't hear him say those things.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Chicago police are taking steps to curb the violence heading into the Labor Day weekend, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Ahead of the long Labor Day weekend, Chicago police say they're being proactive to try to keep the city safe from violence. It's part of what's been deemed Operation Clean. Police Superintendent David Brown says an elite unit of police officers has already been cleaning up the streets, seizing illegal guns, and that will continue through the weekend.
We have an all-hands-on-deck approach to protecting our city, and I encourage everyone to relax this weekend.
Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn says COVID-19 vaccines could be authorized for emergency usage before Phase 3 trials are completed. Hahn's saying the vaccines could be authorized for usage as long as the benefits outweighed the risks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the November election draws near, at USA Radio Network, our goal is to arm you with the facts on the important races across the country. One of the ways we hope to do this is by fact-checking the campaigns, both Democrats and Republicans, as they hit the road campaigning across the country. We will look at what the candidate is saying now versus what they said about the issue previously. Let's begin by taking a look at what Joe Biden said on Monday about fracking. Biden, speaking in western Pennsylvania, said this.
With a clean energy strategy, that is a place for the energy workers right here in western Pennsylvania. I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Let's compare that to what Biden said in March during one of the Democratic presidential debates.
No more, no new fracking. And by the way, on the Recovery Act, I was able to make sure we invested $90 billion in making sure we brought down the price of solar and wind that is lower than the price of coal. That's why not another new coal plant will be built.
Biden's campaign releasing a statement saying he meant to say he would not allow new federal land drilling leases. After hearing both clips from the Democratic presidential candidate, it's up for you to decide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.